This is Apollo Control at 253 hours, 30 minutes. It appears at this time that the crew is either asleep or beginning to drop off to sleep. Jim Worden, on whom we have, or Jim Irwin, rather, on whom we have biomedical data this evening, has been asleep for about the past 30 minutes. We plan to take the air-to-ground lines down now, leaving the recorders up to record any conversations for playback. And we are going to replay the videotape in the news center from today's EVA. Apollo 15 at the present time is 149,755 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 3,536 feet per second. All of the systems on the spacecraft are continuing to operate satisfactorily. The scientific instrument module experiments have been operating since departure from lunar orbit, and good data is being obtained. The camera cassettes, of course, from the pan and mapping cameras were retrieved today by Al Worden during the extravehicular activity. The Apollo Lunar Science Experiment package left at the Hadley base site is also functioning well. Power from the radioisotope source, the thermoelectric generator, is remaining at a constant 74.1 watts. And we're monitoring the temperature on the central station electronics at 112.8 degrees. The passive seismic experiment continues to record the venting of the lunar module descent stage. We're also noticing the characteristic wobbling that is apparent as the instrument settles out. These disturbances are gradually decreasing in amplitude. And analysis of experiment data indicated that the Apollo 15 station recorded a seismic signal, probably a meteorite impact, beginning at 21:25 Greenwich Mean Time on August the 2nd. The lunar surface magnetometer experiment is also operating normally. Continues to measure magnetic fields as the moon passes in and out of the tail of the magnetopause. We're also getting normal operation from the solar wind spectrometer experiment. And the heat flow experiment appears to be performing normally, with all of the temperature sensors returning data. The thermocouple temperatures indicate a lunar surface temperature of about 192 degrees Fahrenheit. At this time, we will take the live air-to-ground line down, and we'll be feeding the audio from the, along with the video from the television of the EVA today. At 253 hours, 34 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.